This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
When I pull up to the parking lot, it's time to level up. Dial in, showing out for your team. Listen up, get you some. I stand the fan to give you what you need. Fan fuel, game time. Turn up the intensity. Team colors bleeding now. 5 hour energy. For a limited time, get the fan fuel flavor at 5hourenergy.com.
When it comes to hiring, don't search for a great talent. Match with them. Thanks to Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find qualified candidates fast. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility. Go to Indeed.com/listen and tell them you heard about them from this podcast. Terms and conditions apply.
By the way, that caller on the David Montgomery bad beat, he was drunk. His last carry was not a negative yards on the play-by-play. Montgomery carried the ball five times. First one, no gain. Second one, plus one. Third one, plus three. And his last two, no gain, no gain. So no negative carries.
He admitted he'd been drinking.
Yes, I know.
So, no negative carries. Yes. Bunch of no gains, but no negative carries.
Correct.
Okay. And again, we've still not, I did some more searching, still not found this alleged video that our guy called and said that it was, now he did not say he'd been drinking.
No.
No. But he said there's a video out there where it's clearly Alliance recovery. I will say this, if that were the case, we'd know it by now.
You would think, yes, yeah. Because, you know, the people who always think, oh, the Lions got screwed or this team gets screwed, they would have the evidence, you know, combed over like the Zapruder films.
248-539-9797. All right. Well, let's start with this because Dan Campbell's on this morning. And he was asked about the injury. Now, this is the long one, right, Kang? No? We got the short one? Okay. He was asked about the injuries. And this is where he really got people fired up. It got to the point where I heard, we all heard the interview live at 8 a.m. By 8:30, Mike Greenberg on Get Up on ESPN this morning was saying, we have been told that Dan Campbell went off on a radio show in Detroit. We will turn it around as soon as we can. And sure enough, they did, and they were able to play it. And Adam Schefter retweeted it, and a whole bunch of national media are all over it. The NFL, hasn't the NFL actually retweeted it? The
yes.
League itself.
Yes.
Is it with the video of Jim and John, or is it just the audio?
No, it's the video.
Okay. All right. So they ask him about, you know, are doubts creeping in because of all the injuries? And he does this whole, look, it's tough. You get this many guys hurt. These are guys you go to battle with. These are guys in the locker room with you. You know, you're putting your heart and soul into it, and they're gone, and it stinks, and it's really, really difficult. But then he wanted to let everybody know, this is what got everybody talking, that they were not giving up. How about that? Now, look, words don't win you games, but
no.
Words set tones, okay? And you'll hear what Jared Goff had to say about it a little bit later on. But, yeah, the fact that the head coach has that much belief and that much passion, I mean, this is one of the things that he is so good at, is relating to players and getting the best out of them. It is not impossible that they win the Super Bowl. It's not.
No.
It's become more difficult.
A lot more difficult.
They got to find another gear. But I think they just simply went from being a very, we were all very comfortable with them being a team that was going to win the Super Bowl, probably too comfortable. When the reality was, it was always hard. We were probably too comfortable with it. Now they're just in the pack. They're one of the contenders, and one of the contenders is going to win the Super Bowl. It's just not as easy to see it being the Lions as it was beforehand.
No, it's not. Especially for me,
losing Montgomery could potentially mean nothing. I mean, I would love to have him, but they're about to unleash Jahmyr Gibbs, who is in the top six in the NFL in yards from scrimmage. Playing 54% of the snaps. Nobody else has a ratio like that. The guys in front of him all played more than him. Now, given Derrick Henry just a little bit more in terms of snap percentage, but definitely have gotten the ball more because out of all those guys, he averages the most yards per touch. Well, he is one of the most dangerous weapons in the NFL who now is going to get unleashed. Kang pointed out the offenses carried teams the last five Super Bowls, not the defenses. Some of them had good defenses, of them had very average defense.
Well, last year, the Chiefs, I mean, as good as Mahomes is, it was their defense that won the Super Bowl.
But that was the outlier, last five Super Bowl winners. Yeah,
exactly.
So, you know, you can do it with a team that this year's offense is better than last year's. This year's special teams is still better than last year's. And last year's team came dangerously close to going to the Super Bowl. It took some uncharacteristic behavior to keep them from the Super Bowl. So, defense is going to be challenged.
By the way, we think last year's special teams was better. Badgley made a very big field goal in the playoffs.
We think this year's special teams is better.
Yeah, well, you think. I'm not so sure, because last year Badgley did come through, and also last year they had Khalif Raymond that they don't this year. So, I'm not so... And they had Dorsey, the best gunner in football last year. So, I'm not going to sit here and break down special teams. I guess I am, but I'm not going to sit there and say that this year.
What was Badgley's long?
What'd you say?
What was Badgley's long?
Didn't he kick off like a either a 48, whatever, the game against the Rams? Right. He kicked that big field goal.
Yeah, he did kick a big field goal.
Yeah, it was in the 40.
Bates is 5 of 6 from beyond 50, okay. And he has also kicked big field goals.
I know.
And the return game, look, God bless you, but the return game isn't what it used to be.
All right, but I'm not convinced. You might, okay, kicker. Maybe. I'll give you that. But if you're going to look at the other aspects of the special teams, I mean, Jack Fox is just as good this year as he was last year, right?
Kickoffs still come out to the 30.
I know.
So maybe in the punt return game it's a step back.
Yeah.
I think they're better.
Okay.
Suffice it to say,
yeah.
I don't think it's over. And obviously Dan Campbell doesn't either. Here's more from Coach Campbell this morning. Why didn't the run game get going against Buffalo with their problem? Okay. I got to tell you, the run game, I think it is a priority to reestablish that this weekend. And Stoney, I'm not chesty anymore, right? I'm not super over the top confident in this team at this point. I think they're in the mix now. They've come back to the pack. They're in the mix. I think it's a requirement to get the run game going this weekend.
Oh, I agree.
Yeah.
Absolutely. And hopefully, you know, outside, cold, all that kind of stuff, they're going to have to be able to run the ball a little bit. And it's going to be a good test to see if Gibbs can take some pounding, because the Bears do, despite what you saw last night, they have a pretty good defense.
All right, more from Dan Campbell this morning. How do you make up for the loss of David Montgomery? And it was a great question at the end where he, again, got fired up. We'll get to all that straight ahead. Jared Goff at 1:30. You're on 97.1 The Ticket. Michigan Auto Law, auto accident attorneys. They specialize only in auto and truck accidents. Many law firms don't specialize, but focus on many different areas of the law. Wouldn't go to a doctor who specializes in all sorts of medicine, so why would you do that with your lawyer? Specialization really matters. Michigan's largest legal newspaper reviewed all the law firms in Michigan and called Michigan Auto Law arguably the best in the business. There's a level of care that comes with a Michigan Auto Law attorney, more like white glove attorney service. They care more so you win more. Michigan Auto Law, auto accident attorneys. Visit autolaw.com. That's autolaw.com. Doug Karsh, Stoney's in for Gator today. Hope you're doing well. look, people have been spending the last couple of days lamenting the injuries. We just played Dan Campbell's approach. You heard what he had to say, the head coach of the Detroit Lions. And of course, wanted to get the run game going. We played that as well. Here's more from Dan Campbell. Obviously, losing David Montgomery is a blow. I've made the case as to why. Of all the positions where they could most absorb an injury, it is running back because they have an elite option. Most teams don't have two running backs. Like, I'm not sure Kansas City even has one. Philly's got one. Baltimore's got one. But most teams didn't have the luxury the Lions did. They've lost that luxury. Gibbs is an explosive running back. And I think now, out of necessity, he may get unleashed on the league. But how do you make up for the loss of number five? Here's what Dan Campbell told the morning show. You know, we've talked about Gibbs a ton today. Craig Reynolds has never averaged below 4 yards a carry in his time in Detroit. And
how many carries?
He has 42 in his career, spread over 4 years.
Small samples.
It is. Not a lot has been asked of him, but it's like not a lot is asked of Vaki, and Vaki's well below 4 yards a carry. I mean, so he's an interesting option. And I think the fact that this is his fourth year in Detroit helps. You know, he knows what to expect. We know what to expect from him. Kang, your guy Vaki, though, like, I know you didn't want it for this purpose, but it's going to be intriguing to see if he fits in at all. Like, because they weren't running Reynolds. So I don't know why they'd run Vaki if Reynolds becomes the two, but it might be they use him in different situations.
Oh, the truth? The truth is ready. You know, he's got the legs of LaDainian Thomas and the voice of Fergie. He is ready to step in on any role you need. Even defensive back, we already know that. He played a lot of safety at Utah. But seriously, though, Vaki and Ben Johnson, this is like a Swiss Army knife, right? Ben Johnson has, I'm sure he has some packages ready now that they kind of have to elevate everyone a little bit.
The Vaki package.
Exactly.
I actually am more intrigued about him than I am about Reynolds.
Oh, I am too. I think we know what Craig Reynolds is. He might come in there on short yardage situations and things like that. But as far as someone that could possibly make a difference as far as, you know, breaking some runs and things like that, I think it's Sione Vaki. But I mean, you just heard the Campbell cut. Gibbs is going to get a bulk of the carries now moving forward, as he should.
Yep. I mean, they're asking him to do it for what we hope is six games. Yeah. And it's not a huge ask. He's got less wear and tear than all the other top backs in the NFL. Yep.
And we all agree it's better to have Reynolds than try to get somebody off a practice squad like Royce Freeman, Dalvin Cook, former Lion, Zanavian Knight, or Michael Carter, just to name four.
Yeah, if you take someone off somebody's practice squad, you have to put them on your active 53-man roster. Yes. And, I mean, they could do that because David Montgomery will be taken off the roster. But feels like the more prudent thing to do is just elevate Jamar Jefferson. He'll probably play special teams and then sign a guy off the street that becomes your practice squad.
Probably,
back.
Yeah.
But those are interesting names.
Yeah, and Brad Holmes has done masterful things before.
And the funny thing about it is, not that it's been great the last couple weeks, but the offensive line, you put somebody out there, they're going to see more daylight than in most places.
Right. Well, that, you know, we always talked about that the whole team was built on basically on the foundation of this offensive line. And the offensive line, for whatever reason, has certainly not been top five, let alone top two or top one, the last 2 to 3 weeks. And they got to get their, you know, collective heads out of their you-know-what and
also
start playing football.
Also, Stoney, a small sample size.
That's the truth. Exactly.
Okay, sense of urgency. What's the sense of urgency going into this stretch run? Here's Dan Campbell. You know what I love? The way he started that, it almost sounded like when he said urgency, I promise you will not be an issue. It almost felt like the way he said that, and if you think it's going to be an issue, I will drive over there and kick your ass. That's the way I took it. Can we play the beginning of that again? Mm-hmm. Doesn't it sound like that? It's almost like, say it again. I dare you to say it again.
Well, we know what it says on Dan Campbell's wallet. He is one bad MF-er.
Hey, a movie reference I actually understand.
That's right.
Pulp Fiction. Jules Winthorpe?
Winfield.
Winfield?
You were close.
I was close.
Winthorpe is my Winthorpe is my fictional chauffeur that's been going around for two decades.
Is that the guy standing outside the studio this whole time?
Winthrop, yeah.
Nice guy.
They're very proper gentleman.
Always Winthorpe, always look for them for a big upset in the first round.
That's right. Need to pay attention to. All right, so anyway, that's the best of what Dan Campbell had to share with the morning show. But hey, I just want to mention this real quick because it's worthy of the mention. I happened to watch last night's Piston game. Wild.
Well, unbelievable.
A wild game.
I was watching. I got to say, I fell asleep on the couch. Evan texted me because we do the Restore the Floor podcast. He goes, they're like actually looking good. Then he texts back, and I'm still asleep, so I didn't get it. He goes, forget what I just said. Then I woke up and saw all of overtime. And I said, wait a second. They were up by 19.
By 19 in the fourth quarter.
There were 8 minutes left in the game when they were up by 19.
So Miami charges back with a lot of help from a very stagnant Detroit offense. Turnovers, bad shots, everybody watching Cade. And Miami forces overtime. And then in overtime, I got to double check this. Miami scored the first eight.
Yes, and then Tim Hardaway hit three straight threes.
And that was all the scoring in overtime. Is that right?
Cade was fouled. They had a foul to give. And then Hardaway throws the ball away. And I said, oh, great, they're going to lose.
Pistons are up one, like 10 seconds, 8 seconds left, whatever it is, and Hardaway throws away the inbound pass.
Yeah.
And Tyler Herro takes a ridiculous three that goes in for him because many of his threes are ridiculous. Hardaway hit three shots, bang, 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 and they erased an 8-point deficit.
But what I don't understand for the tying one in regulation, I mean, foul. There was five, you're up three. Hero's got the ball, you foul him so he doesn't get off a three.
Well, keep in mind that they were out of timeouts, but of course you were asleep. But they were out of timeouts and they had to execute like the last 3 minutes. They could have set something up or could have told their guys from the bench, but they didn't. They were out of timeouts for like the last 3.5 minutes of regulation, and they needed. They're still really young and really inexperienced,
yes.
And that's where it shows.
Yeah. Well, you know what I got out of, especially when I was watching before I fell asleep, and then I went back to watch a lot of it. I mean, small sample size. Are we seeing something with Asar Thompson and maybe even Ron Holland that, oh my God, I understand what they're trying to do. These guys look like they might be really good.
I just hope that they keep this core together long enough to see it blossom. Because I really think it can. They're just so young.
The only one that I'm kind of disappointed in is Duren. He just doesn't defend. And that's an issue.
Mm-hmm. Well, they're not all going to hit.
But no, and look, they've won 11 games so far.
I feel like 5-6 years from now, wherever these guys are, there are going to be some players mixed in.
Right. They won what? They've won 11 games so far?
11 games, yeah.
Okay.
They're so frustrating to watch, but then they actually pulled it out somehow.
Yeah.
I couldn't believe it because last year they wouldn't have pulled this out. That's the reason why they were.
No.
Instead of 11 games last year, they would have only had, what, like 3 wins at this point last year?
Mm-hmm. You think Spoelstra wants to come to LCA ever again? The first time he screwed up, he called a timeout he didn't have. They lost that game. And last night he loses in an eight. They make a great comeback, and then they lose an 8-point lead in overtime.
I think he probably wants to play every game here based upon the team they'd be playing.
Well, I think Tyler Herro wants to play every game here. That guy is amazing at LCA.
That's true.
All right, Lions quarterback Jared Goff, you hear his thoughts on all the injuries, people saying they can't do it, who's going to make up for the loss of Montgomery, all that straight ahead here on 97.1 The Ticket. Doug Karsh, Gator out, Stoney's in. So, you know, we've talked a lot about the Lions trying to get back on the track here a little bit, make up for the losses. figure out a different path. It's not going to be the path that we thought likely. What's amazing is I've talked at length about the pendulum of luck. This team has had no luck. Like, seriously, a lot of these injuries I chalk them up to bad luck.
Oh, well, that goes with my theory that this team is and this franchise is cursed.
Yeah.
Which is different than SOL. SOL, I think, is dead. The curse will continue until they get to the Super Bowl.
Well, I don't know. I mean, is it the application of the term curse?
The reason I use the word curse is not that somebody put a curse on them, but anything, you know, I don't have to sit and go through the whole resume of all the bizarre freaking things that have happened to this franchise, including guy dying on the field, twice the longest field goals in NFL history. Just go on and on and on. The fact that this many injuries to key people at one time is part of the curse.
I mean, I guess the one thing is, if anybody befalls any bad luck before the Lions pay him, like, I'll give you an example. San Francisco has had terrible luck with injuries. Ayuk is out. Christian McCaffrey is still out. Trent Williams is hurt. His status is unknown. Seven off their defensive two deep. They're banged up. And that's a game that the Lions have to win next week.
Right, but they've been to Super Bowl, so I don't think they're cursed.
Yeah, but they haven't won one.
Okay.
And they have won one, but this recent 49ers run, they have gotten to the Super Bowl, but they haven't won it. Philly, Jalen Hurts has a broken finger right now. Saquon went into the tent Sunday. Landon Dickerson left the game with a knee. And it doesn't appear that, you know, Saquon, you know, came back into that game, and Jalen Hurts finished the game and said so afterwards. Patrick Mahomes, what's his status with his ankle? Like,
he said today, actually, he spoke today that he feels better than he did after he had that ankle thing against Jacksonville last year or whatever.
Okay. All right. And so now the Lions, well, they've had some guys go down. The weird thing is they're going to have some guys coming back. And Carlton Davis, yeah, that hurts. But I think Fatu Melifamu goes to safety. Brian Branch bumps out to corner. Alex Anzalone, he should be back in the next couple weeks.
He should be back for the playoffs, right? I don't think I think he's done for the regular season, don't
they?
You
haven't ruled that out. And you know what else they haven't ruled out is Derek Barnes. I can't find any reporting on Derek Barnes. Bergie, ask him about Derek Barnes today.
They're off today, I think.
That's right. Tomorrow.
Yeah. I always thought that he was pretty much done for the year.
This is what everybody says.
Yeah.
There's no reporting that says that.
I know.
So I can't figure out what the hell's going on with Derek Barnes. But there are guys that are obviously done for the year. Rodrigo's done for the year. Lane McNeil's done for the year. Hutch maybe returns for the postseason. David Montgomery, done for the year. But there's other guys that are kind of vague. And so, you know, suddenly you start getting some guys back to populate your defense. The latest from Derek Barnes comes from November 13th. He said he's not ruling out a return this season.
Well, good. But don't forget, just because you get guys back, and granted, the opponent, doesn't mean it's going to be ultimate success. I mean, I was pretty pumped up that Pascal and Onwuzurike were coming back last week, and that didn't do much. So
I mean, again, it's not even about you're trying to put your best 11 out there, right? Mm-hmm. And if Derek Barnes isn't what he was, but is he better than Ben Neiman? Because if he is, that's an improvement. Is Pascal better than Elkhwadeen Muhammad? Because if he is, that's an improvement.
True.
So, look, we're measuring a banged-up Lions team against teams that aren't necessarily destined to be the best version of themselves. I think we saw the Buffalo offense. It is currently operating as the best version of itself. The Buffalo defense looks like a mess. But offensively, they look like the best version of themselves, and they have for about 2 months.
So basically you're saying that the Lions have to be the Buffalo Bills the rest of the way because Buffalo's defense, a mess, because part of it is because of the injuries they had in the secondary.
Yeah, I don't know this to be a fact, but I bet this is true. Buffalo scored the most points in the last 2 weeks and given up the most points in the last 2 weeks.
I would assume so, yeah.
In fact, I'm almost positive that's true. I'd have to go back 2 weeks ago and see if anyone else has given up 40 spots in back-to-back games.
Probably not.
Nope. So anyway, I'm not... There are paths. There's still a path.
Look, you're a much more optimistic person than I am in general when it comes to sports. Mm-hmm. So I just, as much as I want to believe, and I was, for a while there, I kept saying the Lions were the best team in football. And I still believed that up until, Sunday.
And now?
Now I think they have a 10% chance to win the Super Bowl.
Your math wasn't working earlier, but yes.
I know. I'm not going to go through everybody's percentages because it went over 100%. And that's, by the way, which is one of the pet peeves I have as far as sports vernacular.
What's that?
Announcers, fans, players. I'm going to give 150%. You can't give more than 100. It's physically impossible, right? Isn't it mathematically impossible?
Well, this is true. let's go to Rick next on 97.1 The Ticket. Hi, Rick.
Doug, thanks for taking the call, man. Can I preface some on my comment? My comment's going to be regarding injury, but I want to say, people are acting like Jesus came to town on Sunday. Here's the deal. The Bills have lost three times, okay? There's tape of D guys, D coordinators, who found a way to get it done. That's number one. They're not undefeated. With regard to injuries, okay, obviously the NFLPA is letting the seasons get extended. Mm-hmm. Boomer's basically assured that there's going to be two more games in a season, okay? These people are paying hundreds and hundreds and thousands of dollars for tickets to what, see the Stars play 30% of the season because they're hurt? But the word injury, it's nauseating. You hear it on ESPN, print media, radio. It's injury, injury, injury. Instead of talking about the great plays and all this, you're going to have more injuries with an extended season. We don't need to hear the word injury. Everybody knows it's getting, like I said, the word nauseating.
Well, don't you believe that attrition is part of who's going to help, who's going to win, or who's going to lose at the end?
Yes, sir.
Okay.
Definitely. Okay. And they're talking about, okay, do we sit Mahomes out so he's healthy when the playoffs start? So me as a season ticket holder, spend the thousands of dollars to renew my increased price tickets, okay, so I can see Goff come back to play the first game of the playoffs because they got him playing 25 games a season. Nobody can sustain that.
Well, I made the NFL my chump of the weekend because the season, in my estimation, is already too much about attrition. This is getting to be – we never cared because we were never in the mix. we just didn't care. And I talked about it for years, but it just didn't resonate with Detroiters because why would it? Now that we're in the mix and we've got a bunch of guys hurt, yeah, I'm pissed off that there's a 17th game. I don't want an 18th game. I don't want an added round to the playoffs and all these things that are getting proposed and talked about. Who said there's going to be two more games? I never heard two. I only heard one.
Yes. Boomer Esiason. Boomer Esiason alluded to the fact that it's basically a done deal. There's going to be two games added on to the regular season.
I think one more. It'll be 18 total. They're not going to go odd again.
But you got to add the playoffs. We're talking about exposure for these guys' bodies and car crashes from linebackers. They can run a 4-6, right?
Yeah, but
we got to talk about
You know what? It's America. It's corporate America. People don't care about the injury. 100%. They care about money. It's every walk of life.
But they're making the game worse for it. Like I understand. Like if I were the commissioner, we'd be back to 16. I'd say
100%, Dougie.
Let's up the quality of the football,
right?
Not the quantity of the football.
We all agree to that. There's no doubt about it.
I can't say that my life has gotten appreciably better because of a 17th game. I don't go home at night and say, "Whew." I mean, I love football. Don't get me wrong.
Right.
But the 17th game, and it's awkward.
I know.
It has nothing to do with anything, but it is awkward.
They're going to make it 18, and they're going to be two byes, is what they're going to do.
Rico Beard has made his way in studio and joins us at this time. Hello, Rico.
Are you guys talking about the upcoming NFL schedule? Hello, guys.
Hi.
Hello.
How are you?
Yeah, this caller called up, and he's irritated that they're adding more. There's a possibility they're going to add more games.
I'm with you. The 17th game has not made or broke anything in my life. I think it's one of those. It's the second bowl of ice cream. It's that extra slice of pizza that just kind of makes you like, yeah, I probably should have stopped. I probably didn't need that last.
Wasn't good for me.
Yeah. That's what it seems like. I know people are like, oh, you can't get enough of football. Actually, you can.
Yep.
I think that it has a saturation point. And I mean, because if your team is in it, you just want the playoffs to start.
Right.
If your team's not in it, I just want to get to my draft pick.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I don't want to sit here
and hope that guys don't get hurt.
Right. Like, okay, so now we're going to add another week, which means the season's not going to end till after Thanksgiving. I mean, after Valentine's Day.
Right. Well, what they're going to do is have the Super Bowl the Sunday of President's Day, and that's going to be because the national holiday the next day.
Okay.
Which is fine.
That would be the only saving grace, because at least that means you can stay up night, because I've never understood why you don't play the Super Bowl on a Saturday.
You can accomplish that without adding games.
Right.
you absolutely can.
But what? I've never understood that. Play it on a Friday night or Saturday night.
So you're a betting guy. Did you hear about the bad beat with David Montgomery?
No.
The over-under yardage for David Montgomery for the season, what was it?
775 and a half.
He ended up with 775. Mm. Could you imagine betting over? You think it's a lock.
Can you just put him out there and push him forward?
You need 6 yards. You need.
Well, think about it. They carried him at one point this season.
He got what, 4 yards on Sunday? You're going into that game there. I need 5 yards. I'm going to catch
this. No problem. Have a great show, Rico. Stoney, we'll talk to you tomorrow.
Yes.
Thanks for filling in. Stay safe, everyone, and treat each other with respect. 97.1.